This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center directs its ministers to leave KP Sharma Oli-led government. Three people die in road accident along Hetoda Narayangarh road section. And United States and allies promise 1 billion doses of vaccine for Southeast Asian nations. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has laid a wreath at a tombstone of Kazi Kalupade at Dahchok in Chandragiri Municipality 1 today. On the occasion, she laid a wreath at the full-length statue of Kalupade. President Bhandari also viewed the Kathmandu Valley and its surroundings from the Dahchok View Tower. On the occasion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Threshta, briefed the President about the historical and religious aspects of Dahchok. The Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center has directed its ministers to leave the government led by KP Sharma Oli. A meeting of the standing committee held at the party headquarters in Perish Danda today directed all the ministers participating in the current government to return to the party. Press coordinator of the chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Bishnu Sapkota, said the meeting decided to write a letter to the member of federal parliament and state assembly members nominated in the CPN-UML committee to clarify their position within 24 hours. The meeting has also decided to postpone the meeting of the National Cadre scheduled for March 15 until further notice. A central committee meeting of the Maoist Center is going to be held on Sunday to discuss the recent political situation. Three people have died in a road accident that took place early this morning along the Hetoda Narayangarh road section. The accident took place when a passenger bus heading towards Kathmandu from Kakadvitta of Chapa collided with a truck coming from the opposite direction in Sunachuri in Manahari Rural Municipality 6 in Makwanpur District. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Makwanpur, Jayeshwar Rimal, the deceased have been identified as 35-year-old Madam Kumar Thapa Chetri of Birganj Metropolis 15, Availal Kusawaha of Sisua, India, and Sunil Kumar of Bihar, India. Likewise, 10 others injured, including the truck driver and his assistant, and 7 passengers on the bus are undergoing treatment at Bharatpur-based Old Medical College Hospital. The bus was carrying around 35 passengers. Further investigation into the incident is underway. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country due to the influence of westerly wind with chances of precipitation along with thunder at some places of the high hilly region on Saturday. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said it would be cloudy in most parts of the country due to the impact of westerly wind system and the possibility of rainfall accompanied with thunder and lightning at some places of the hilly region as well as light snowfall in the high hilly region and mountainous region. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti said the westerly's influence will last till tonight and there is again the possibility of the impact of the local wind system from Sunday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The leaders of the United States, Australia, India and Japan have agreed to deliver 1 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine to much of Asia by the end of 2022. The joint commitment was made following the first leaders' meeting of the so-called Quad, a group formed in 2007. The vaccines, expected to be the single-dose Johnson & Johnson product, are said to be manufactured in India. The U.S. said the massive joint commitment would initially focus on delivering doses to Southeast Asia. He said the vaccine would go to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, as well as Pacific and the beyond. Shops, restaurants and schools will be closed across most of the Italy on Monday, with Prime Minister Mario Draghi warning of a new wave of the coronavirus outbreak. For 3 days over Easter, 3 to 5 April, there will be a total of shutdown. Italy had imposed one of the first national lockdowns a year ago, is once again struggling to contain the rapid spread of infections. The country has reported more than 100,000 COVID-related deaths, Europe's second highest tally after the UK. Italy's vaccination campaign has been hit by delays, as has been since elsewhere in the European Union. Last week, the government in Rome blocked the export of 250,000 doses of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to Australia in a bid to address shortfalls in vaccines. Bolivian prosecutors have ordered the arrest of the former interim president and several former ministers. They say Jeanine Anis, the ministers, took part in a coup against leader Evo Morales in 2019. Mr. Morales said he was forced to resign and flee Bolivia after protest and allegations of electoral fraud. Mrs. Anis has said she is the victim of a political vendetta by Mr. Morales's MAS Socialist Party, which has since returned to power. The party won a landslide victory in presidential and congressional elections in October last year. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center directs its ministers to leave KP Sharma Oli-led government. Three people die in road accident along Hetoda-Narangarh road section, and United States and allies promise 1 billion doses of vaccine for Southeast Asian nations. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.